Welcome to Life in Full Expression with me, your host, Beth Wolf. In this show, we will explore, elevate, expand, and learn how to live your best life. Have you ever wondered what it feels like to live your life in full expression or create an expansive vision for your future? Get ready to be energized to fully express yourself, discover your heart's clarity for dynamic direction and life decisions, and develop your unique capabilities so you are delivering your ever-increasing capacities into your world. Join me, Beth Wolf, and unleash the limitless capabilities of your soul, experiencing amazement, collaboration, fun, and purpose. Life in Full Expression starts now. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Life in Full Expression, and I get to be your host, Beth Wolf. Today we're going to continue to explore and elevate, expand our listening skills, learning little bits more about the secret of world-class listeners. And I continue to learn more as I've done research on these for us. And but first I want to recap. Remember, life in full expression is really about seven dimensions of life. And this particular one I put in the occupational dimension, because really, and you could put it in the relationship social, because really this can help you in your professional career, bar and none. So there are lots of nuggets. I'm going to do a recap here in this first segment of what we went over in the part one of The Secrets of the World-Class Listener. So just starting off, looking at six levels that we could explore, elevate, and expand in this area. The level one is really about creating the right environment for that to occur. So, you know, just a quick recap on if you're meeting a friend for coffee and you're just catching up and the coffee shop's kind of noisy, and then you notice that your friend is kind of struggling and starting to share something that has a deeper depth to it and importance, that you could just scan the coffee area and see if maybe you could find a little bit quieter place to have the discussion and let the person know, hey, I really want to hear what you're having to say. There's a little quieter place outside that we could go. What do you think about that? And so again, level one is really about creating the right environment. This is really about us noticing what we're noticing in our conversations. And at the basis of all of these listening skills is for us to ultimately have value for that other person and have value for ourselves. And then if we even go deeper than that, it's really about love, that we are showing love to one another. Okay, level two is about clearing away distractions. Right now, social media is an incredible gift to our society. It's an incredible technology. It has lots of benefits. Yet in a listening skills, when you're in conversation with someone, it's not ideal for us to be looking at our phones and looking at notifications from all different kinds of social media that you may be tapped into. So that level two really is so that you can focus on what that person is saying, what that speaker is saying, and for you to either silence your phone, put it away in a backpack, put it away in a briefcase or something like that, and just really give your speaker that full attention is level two. And then level three is understanding what the speaker is saying on the outside. So some of the do's and don'ts of that is for us to have an open and interested posture, that our arms are not closed, our body's not closed, and maybe even leaning in a bit and like I said, uncross our arms. And last episode, I shared that I was traveling from Phoenix to Washington State, and we stopped off at the Starbucks in Oregon, and this stranger just came up and started speaking to me about, you know, what was going on in his day. That happens with me quite a bit, and I love it that people feel that I'm so approachable. But I noticed that my posture was not really facing him. I was facing the steering wheel of the car, and he was talking to me on the outside. And I heard this little voice in my heart go, like, turn to him and give him your full attention, not only, you know, audibly, but also in a nonverbal way. So you're really sending a message to people to go ahead, I'm listening, I'm here. Give the speaker regular feedback is also something that reflecting their feelings, paraphrasing what they say, you know, giving a little nod here and there and periodically saying, mm-hmm. And if you hadn't listened to the previous episode, that's kind of, we're at the bare minimum of listening skills when we're not interrupting and we're nodding and giving eye contact. At least in the American culture, eye contact is a good thing. In other cultures, it may not be so. Be mindful of what country you're in as well. And then asking clarifying questions, and that they're more open-ended. And then also when you're asking the questions, that you actually wait until the speaker has paused in their sharing and that you're not interrupting them. And then really here's some two important don'ts at level two is don't be a sentence grabber. In other words, interrupting and attempting to finish the speaker's thoughts. Yeah, that's not a great thing to do. And then don't pull the conversation off track by picking up on maybe a minor detail or a tangent like, oh, that reminds me of, and you know, you go off and do that. I've done that in conversations as well. Because really, when we do that, we're sending a message to the speaker that we're not really truly deeply interested in what they have to say. So level two, again, is understand what the speaker is saying on the outside. And then level three of world-class listener secrets is understanding what the speaker is saying on the inside. And then these are really our critical mental skills that are going on and the do's and don'ts of that. So in summary, we want to really allow ourselves to listen with an open mind. So even as you are getting ready to meet someone today, whether it's on, you know, a personal or a professional level, you can set the intention that I'm going into this conversation with an open mind. Whether it may be a sweaty conversation that you think might be kind of difficult or it's not going to be difficult, but just to still set that intention that you're going to have an open mind and that you're really without judgment, not jumping to conclusions, that you up-level your skill in observation, that you can be an observer of the conversation. And then really concentrate on what is being said. Even I found this interesting that some of the authors in the books that I looked at, that they said this, but this is kind of reality that you want to concentrate on what is being said, even if it bores you or you're not necessarily interested in the topic that is being said and you might catch yourself daydreaming. You're noticing that you're doing that, and you may say, well, this information is kind of boring to me, but the person is valuable to me, and I want to value that person. I want to give them my utmost attention. I want to understand and feel where they're coming from. So, in other words, don't allow your mind to wander too often and too much. Stay tuned in. So, mentally report, so inside your head as you're listening, mentally report what the person is saying. You may be wondering why we sometimes have trouble focusing on what a person's saying. And the root of many listening problems is this little fact that I shared last week in the episode, is that the human brain can actually listen much faster than people normally speak. So the average speech rates are between about 125 to 175 words a minute, whereas we can actually process on the average of 400 to 800 words a minute. So it really does take some concentrated attention that, hey, my mind can go a lot faster than what this person is speaking, yet really, remember, we talked about the four goals of listening, and I'm going to bring that back up as we get into another segment, that you're going into conversations with a goal in mind. You know, for example, one of them is you coming to learn something like just now, or you're going into a conversation to give someone solace or help them out a little bit. So now a review of level four is really about verbal and nonverbal communication. A great listener pays attention to both verbal and nonverbal communication. And this really is an actual higher level skill. And what if this kind of skill set was taught more and more in schools and in our job position? And just think how a higher level of love and value we would have, and the efficiency of maybe even the business alone. So why is it, you know, why paying attention to a speaker's nonverbal communication is so crucial to understanding? Well, here's a couple things to remember. Because noticing a speaker's nonverbal communication is often the key to understanding how he or she actually are feeling on the inside. And understanding how that person is feeling often on the inside is really the key to fully understanding what they are trying to say, what they're trying to communicate. And so this is because our words really are so often inadequate about getting across our full meaning. And, you know, a mentor that I've learned from is that in essence, we can either be communicating in a skillful way or an unskillful way. We might be, you know, crying out for love or trying to express love, and we just don't have the words for it, but our body is communicating it in some nonverbal way. So what if we actually could up-level our listening skills? So in a nutshell, that's a recap a little bit of last episode. Level one, make sure that you have the right environment. Level two, clear away the distraction. Level three, understanding what the speaker is saying on the outside. And level three, understanding what the speaker is saying on the inside as well. So level three has a couple components to it. And then level four is paying attention to the verbal and the nonverbal communication, because that is so key about understanding what the feeling is underneath that and what is really attempting to be conveyed to them. So now that we've recapped what was in the last episode and those four levels, after this short break, I'm going to bring you back and we're going to start to dive into level five, which is really about listening and going beyond the verbal and nonverbal communication and actually acknowledging those feelings and expressing empathy for the speaker. And I'm going to share some ways on how you can discover and develop and deliver this listening skill by acknowledging it. So stay tuned after this short break. I'll be right back with more Life in Full Expression with Beth Wolf.
When a caterpillar spins its cocoon, it undergoes a radical change. It lets go of the parts of its past that hold it back and reforms itself as an entirely new and beautiful creature. Are you in need of a similar rebirth? Dr. Tasselfaith is your priestess of metamorphosis, guiding you as you spin your cocoon and realize your greatest change. Metamorphosis. Lead with your magic, trust the unseen, experience quantum leaps. Live on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern Time.
You are a brilliantly self-aware woman with a big heart and a cycle of dissatisfying relationships. Maybe you're drawn to a man who lights a fire in you but leaves you feeling amiss. Does that sound about right? My name is Love Coach Mariah, and I help women navigate the rough waters of rocky relationship from push and pull to peace of mind. Learn more at lovecoachmariya.com. The first call is on me.
Are you trying to build something new or break away from something that no longer serves you? Are your batteries drained or struggling to hold a charge? Let me, Erica Gifford Mills, help empower you to make and maintain the positive changes you are aching for. Together, we will make a plan for your growth and new path that you can accomplish. Visit my website, GetRootedRadio.com, to schedule your free Empower Hour today.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? you, we created the Ecosystem Approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back, you guys. I am your host, Beth Wolf, for Life in Full Expression. And today in this episode, in part two, I'm revealing more of the secrets of listening of world-class people and some amazing references in here that I'm learning from people, and I'm learning as I'm going along with this too. So in this episode, out of six levels of listening, we're going to talk about level five, and that is all about going beyond the verbal and the nonverbal communication and really learning a skill set on how to acknowledge someone's feelings and express empathy for the speaker, for the person that you're listening to. So before we dive into that, I wanted to reference Mark Goldston's book on Just Listen, Discover the Secret to Getting Through to Absolutely Anyone. And in this particular book, he talks a little bit about specialized brain networks that allows us to put ourselves in the place of someone else we're seeing or listening to. And when we, basically someone expressing a strong emotion, just recall right now, have you ever been in a conversation where there's strong emotion of sadness or anger or joy? You know, it can be on both ends of the spectrum. And one of the things that lights up in our brain is called mirror neurons. And they actually help us to better understand what the person is feeling. In a nutshell, this is really kind of what they're finding may be the basis of human empathy. And a researcher by the name of V.S. Ramachandran calls these mirror neurons, he gives them a little different name, he calls them empathy neurons, because of the way it actually brings people closer together. And in another course that I actually have online is called Transform Your Stress to Bliss. And in that one, you learn that sometimes when you're really struggling, we release the hormone oxytocin. And oxytocin is sometimes considered the cuddle hormone, but really what oxytocin is asking from us in a physiological way is for us to actually reach out to someone and be in conversation with them and be closer to them. So you can see that we've got some really cool built-in physiology in our body if we pay attention to it and we develop the skill on how to use it. So just because you and I have this built-in neural network design to better understand and empathize, it doesn't mean we are using it and automatically good at it. You know, I had an amazing upbringing here in the Pacific Northwest. My parents taught me a lot of, so many skill set and stuff in relationships as well. But listening, it was kind of more at level one. I wasn't even aware of these levels of listening until I really got more into teaching and being in life coaching with relationships that I began to actually discover, develop this skill set as well. So there's actually a two-step process to help you develop your listening five level. So if you want to take a little notes on this, the first step is you use what the speaker is saying verbally and what she or he is communicating non-verbally. Try to identify the feeling that they may be conveying through that non-verbal communication. And sometimes that may be easy. And for example, this person might be crying while telling you how her son or daughter is leaving home and going off to college. Both her verbal and nonverbal communication express her sadness. Now, I actually got to experience that when my older daughter went off to college. And do you see that sometimes on Instagram, Facebook feeds where people's son or daughter's going off to college? There's the words that are being expressed there. But if you met with that person in person, you would be seeing more of their, you know, their nonverbal communication. At other times, this might be a lot more difficult. People often say one thing with their words, but their nonverbal communication tells a different story. So here's a little bit of an example of that I want to read to you guys. So when you ask a friend how things are going at work, and he or she looks away from you, shrugs, and says, "Oh, you know, everything's good." His words are saying one thing, but his body language is actually saying the opposite. And when you identify such discrepancy, there's usually an important feeling behind that discrepancy. And identifying that feeling, you'll open, you know, basically you're going to open up a window into the speakers trying to communicate. And I remember one of my other mentors, he actually shared that one of his friends, the pitch of his voice would change depending on if he was doing well or doing good, but he would say that he's doing good. So if he was doing, you know, actually authentically good, he go, "Yeah, doing good, 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 good." And then if he really wasn't being authentic with that word, his pitch would go up and he goes, "I'm doing good," you know, and it goes like that. And his voice would speak, you know, squeak like that. And it was pretty funny because that friend knew that other friend well enough that he's like, "So you're saying that you're doing good, but it does, I can tell by your tone of voice that may not be all true. Would you like to tell me more about that?" And it was 100% true that he wasn't doing good. So that's the first step. The second step is, this is a crucial one, is to emphasize with the speakers, really, I should say more empathize with the speaker's feelings. You do this by putting yourself in the speaker's shoes and trying to feel what she or he is feeling as they share the events of their life, their thoughts and their opinions. Being able to, you know, basically empathize with the speaker is going to ensure you that you truly understand the speaker's full communication and will take your listening skills to an elite level. The people you converse with will sense that they're going to know that you truly are understanding them and what they're going through. And here's the key thing. You really will begin to gain a reputation as a great listener. And being a great listener means really that you are valuing them. You are acknowledging that they are important and what is coming out of their mouth, whether you agree with it or not, is important because they're another fellow human being. But you may encounter this challenge. You may not agree with the person, and this can make it challenging to first really empathize with the speaker's feeling. Like, say they're sharing something and you're like, "I do not even agree with that. I mean, I'm not even close to that. We're at total end of the spectrum." Well, you can still use this listening skill. Again, ultimately, the speaker is expressing themselves either skillfully or unskillfully. And here's the key for us to remember on this, is focus on the feeling of the speaker is experiencing and empathize with it. It's almost like you want to go beyond the words, the nonverbal communication, and maybe even the point that they're trying to make, and really go underneath there of what they are really feeling. And you can disagree with someone else's ideas while still being supportive of what they're feeling. So here's a little experiment you could do. Would you love to develop a level 5 skill and be known as a great listener and have that reputation? Is the next 2 days, listen to a variety of speakers, people in and around, and separate what they're saying from what they're feeling. Jot down what the speaker is saying in their words, but then write down what you believe the speaker is feeling. And here's a little bonus points in this exercise. You can practice putting yourself in the speaker's situation and trying to feel some empathy for their situation. So that's a little thing that you could do. So in summary for this segment right here, only part of the speaker's communication is expressed in words. People rely heavily on body language, facial expressions, tone of voice, and subtle shades of meaning. A listener who misses much of this nonverbal messaging will likely misunderstand what the speaker's saying. And most important is what the speaker is feeling, what that person is saying. Best listeners use all the verbal and nonverbal cues provided by the speaker to really hone in on the speaker's feeling. And then take the next step by putting yourself in the speaker's place. And then here's a final exercise that you could experiment with and further develop your level 5 listening skills is recall a conversation that you've had in your life and recall when you were really deeply listened to. Identify that person. Who's the best listener you have ever known thus far in your life? Who is that person? And then recall the conversation and why you think the person demonstrated great listening skills in that situation. And it just reminds me of really, what were you valuing about yourself in that conversation? What were they valuing about you? Because so much of it comes down to our core values of what's going on in our life. So there are some nuggets to up-leveling your listening skills and knowing the secrets of a world-class listener. And after this short break, we're going to come back and I'm going to share a little bit more about listening as the foundation for reaching an agreement. Because we've talked about the do's and don'ts and we've talked about the different levels of spectrum where here's your point of view, here's their point of view. But what would it be like to have a real foundation for reaching an agreement? So stay tuned, come back, and I'm going to share a little bit about what are the skills needed to actually develop to handle difficult situations when perhaps you don't agree or you would like to nudge someone to a more open-minded position. So stay tuned. This is Beth Wolf with Life in Full Expression. We're going to be right back.
Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your heart because it's about dreams coming true. There's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why, or how the universe knows how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become? This is the time to change. And gratitude, leading with love, opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine. Crust busting your way to an awesome life.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
There isn't a magic pill to creating your healthy lifestyle, yet it doesn't have to be hard or feel impossible. Health works from the inside out, connecting both your body and your mind. Georgette LePage lives and breathes what she teaches, so allow her to be living proof of what can work for you. Connect with her now for a free 30-minute discovery session to see what results you are looking for and how she can help you get them. Visit GeorgetteLePage.com.
You have one life to live. You want to spend it doing something you enjoy and that has meaning. If you're listening to this, then you're among the many who feel that the work they're doing is no longer a fit. My comprehensive coaching will support you and help you figure it out. I've coached hundreds of people through career transition. Visit my website today to book a free call, www.reinventing-u.com, when what you do matches who you are.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, you guys, to segment three of Life in Full Expression, where we are unveiling the secrets of world-class listeners. I'm your host, Beth Wolf, and excited that you are here. I'm going to start us off with really looking at what are the skills needed to develop to handle difficult situations when perhaps you don't agree or would like to nudge someone to a more open-minded position. There's so much sometimes in our daily conversations as well as our governmental work environments where there's division rather than unity. So this is, I really believe this is an important skill, and I'm going to continue to build this till I take my last breath, that's for sure. I want to share a quote with you by Kate Murphy, who wrote the book of You're Not Listening. And she says that to listen does not mean or even imply that you agree with someone. It simply means you accept the legitimacy of the other person's point of view and that you might have something to learn from it. It also means that you embrace the possibility that there might be multiple truths, and understanding them all might lead to a larger truth. And I grew up, you know, in religious mindsets that were taught to me. And as I went off to college and into the working environment, and now in my fifth decade of being on this earth, and went into life coaching, I have had clients from all different religious backgrounds. And I can honestly say this has been an extraordinary quote that has really been implemented in my life, is that I have learned from every client, from every different religious background, something about the larger truth. And more than anything, my clients know how valuable they are and how much I value their point of view. It doesn't matter whether I agree with it or not. It matters that I am valuing them and that I'm there to serve them. So, beautiful quote by Kate Murphy. Again, that's from the book, You're Not Listening. So what are we going to look at in this segment? Let's just give you a 30,000 foot view. There's three foundational listening skills that we're going to look at, and this point, and they apply to three common, highly challenging listening situations. So the first one would be is when you're discussing ideas with someone with whom you disagree with. Second, when you're talking with someone who's highly emotional and perhaps even out of control. And number three, when you're in a management or coaching role in a business. So let's look at some do's and don'ts as far as basics. All right, here we go. Here's the first one. Don't argue. Don't criticize. And let the conversation, the conversation spiral out of control. Now, I've found one of the secrets to energy is where you put your intention and attention is where your energy is going to go, and it's going to expand. So if you know that you're headed into a conversation that you know that you and that person have different perspectives on things, set the intention that you're not going to argue, you're not going to criticize, and you're not going to let this conversation spiral out of control, and that you're going to employ these next strategies, that you're not going to jump to conclusions, you're going to be patient, and you're going to ask clarifying questions. You set that intention coming from the end in mind, like one of my favorite authors, Neville Goddard, that you come from the feeling of the wish fulfilled. And wouldn't be the feeling at the end of this conversation that both you and the speaker feel valued, feel understood, feel respected, and that you know each other's feelings and can empathize, and that maybe you both have learned something from each other. You come from that intention before you even start a conversation, even jotting those down, I guarantee you the conversation is going to have a very different tone through the whole thing. So let's get into a little bit of the nitty-gritty here of the skill development on how to change someone's mind of what not to do and, you know, look at that. So first of all, and I know I said change someone's mind. Ultimately, you're not going to change their mind. They're going to change their own mind. But here's some things that you can create an environment that you can have both have a free expression. So let's look at how arguing doesn't work. It never works. A total number of people out of all the arguments that you've been in, how many have actually changed your mind when you're in a deep argument? Probably zero. And here's a little bit of an example that we might see on mainstream TV is you turn on any political talk show, and it doesn't matter if you're watching whatever station you're watching. They bring in a few guests with differing opinions, but the conversation generally devolve into arguments, if not a full-out shouting matches sometimes, and everyone talks usually over the top of each other, and no one listens. It's kind of rare. And at the end of it all, no one's mind has changed one bit. In fact, you might have just experienced more in an energy of division. So arguing doesn't work. And then secondly, don't try to show that your facts are better than the other person's facts. Have you ever done that? Oh my gosh, you guys, I have definitely done that. At least, I'm going to say with you, at least not at the beginning, don't do this. There's a time and a way to do this effectively. You're not going to win an argument by showing that your facts are correct or by exposing some logical fallacy in the other person's position. This will just make that person resent you and that person never agree with you. So basically, by presenting facts at the very start of it, you might actually be creating an energy of resistance, which again, that's not what you want to create. You don't want to create resistance. I mean, be honest with ourselves. We really want to be in unity. And then third is don't criticize the other person. Criticizing people puts them on the defensive and makes them want to dig into their position even more. And what's worse, people tend to hold grudges against people who criticize them. So you might be ruining your relationship with that other person by criticizing them. So one of the, you know, you probably, a lot of you in this growth mindset audience are familiar with Simon Sinek, and he has a very valuable essence around know your why. I'm going to tell you a little bit different about a why question. When we are asking someone in a conversation why they have that certain point of view, they're going to defend it. So in that kind of conversation, it may not always serve us to ask them why they're thinking what they're thinking, or why are you saying that? Or why are you doing that? Notice that even my tone of voice and the expression on my face, that person is going to defend why they're feeling that or why they're thinking that. And that may not really serve the conversation as a whole. So that's sometimes when you don't want to use the question why. Number four is don't let the discussion spiral out of control. If you think there's a chance that your discussion might escalate into an argument, proactively establish some boundaries. Say, let's talk about this, but no name calling or character assassination. You know, from another mentor, I learned some components of a sweaty conversation. And it is no name calling. You do not name call a fellow coworker, you're lazy. That is name calling. You might say that it seems that the work is being done slow. See how the difference of that is? You're not telling that person, you know, their characteristics. You're looking at the level of fact of how something is getting done so that the person isn't feeling personally attacked, and so that you can come from a solution standpoint. Because what if you're not aware of something's not going well on that, you know, in the line of the business, and it doesn't have anything to do with the person's energy level or efficiency, but that there's something maybe wrong with the system. So you want to be really careful about character assassination. Don't do that. It's not going to serve either one of you. And you might establish these boundaries again at the beginning of the conversation or any point during it when it seems appropriate. For example, if it came out of my mouth and I just, you know, noticed, I just assassinated your character, or I just name called you. Please forgive me. Can we just cancel that and let me do that over? You can do that in the middle of a conversation. Go for that. Be proactive. Be aware of what you're saying. So it's important when discussing an issue about which you and the other person disagree that you first and foremost, here's a key element, and you can set your intention for this, is to remain calm. And this is something personally that I really struggled with. Like I shared with you, my parents gave me an extraordinary upbringing. And yet my mom was modeled a behavior from her father that was a bit volatile. And so then I saw that modeled to me. And so I picked up that model as that's what it looked like for me to solve problems, is I didn't remain calm. It's almost like I escalated and didn't have that skill set. And so for years I would go, man, what would it take for me to extinguish this, you know, this volatility in me? Well, that was the wrong question to even ask. Once I learned more about the laws of the universe and energy, I began to declare over myself that I am calm. I am serene. And more of that came into my life, and I was able to practice it more and more. So it is important that we remain calm. And when you see a disagreement coming, try to frame it that way in your mind, that a disagreement, it's not an argument. There's a key element. See, you're giving signals to your mind that this is just a disagreement. It's not an argument. And disagreements can be worked through if both sides remain calm and follow the rules laid out in, really, I'm going to give you in this next aspect of this episode. But arguments actually become emotional, and that's where tempers are often lost, feelings are often hurt, and no one wins. So what to do to change someone's mind or really allow them the space to change theirs? There's a very key element, and I am confident that you've probably heard this phrase before, but it really comes from seek first to understand, then to be understood. So your first job is to understand completely where that person is coming from. Use all your listening skills that we've discussed so far, again, without judgment and without jumping to conclusions. And don't interrupt. Be patient. A pause or even a long one doesn't necessarily mean the speaker has finished. Sometimes it takes time to formulate what one wants to say and to give the speaker time. And that's where you could really pay attention to the nonverbal communication. You know, just because the words stopped out of that person, look at their eyes, look at their facial expression. A lot of times when they might be looking up, they're finding their next thought. And what would it hurt for you just to give them space to find that thought and bring it into the conversation? And then also asking clarifying questions if necessary. Make sure you understand exactly what the other person means. But wait again till they pause before doing so. And then do everything you can to empathize with the feeling behind the person's communication. even when you disagree with the point of view. So here's a little thing that you could do to practice this, all right? So if you want to practice viewpoints that you don't agree with, like, there is no way I agree with that, Beth. Here's a little something that you could do. You could choose a TV program or a platform that you disagree with. Go there, listen to that person as if they were in the room with you, practice seeing and understanding that first, and notice in yourself when you feel tempted to respond. Remember, you're listening to viewpoints that you don't agree with. So notice when you're tempted to respond, when you feel yourself losing patience, when you catch yourself planning to counter response instead of honestly thinking about what the person is saying. And then be understanding the feeling behind the person's communication. Is there something valid to the feeling? May not be, again, their point of view and what they're saying, but is there something valid to the feeling underneath it, even if you believe the point of view is completely off base? So those are some really good nuggets that you could practice. I'd love it if you even, you know, you can go on my website at www.bethwolf.com and send me some messages if you practice this. I would love to hear it on there. And we'll come back after this break, and we're really going to come back helping someone else change his or her mind is what I've been talking about. And here's the leading question for us to go into this break is, let's get crystal clear on something. As far as the question, again, how can you change another person's mind? Well, the answer is you can't. But we're going to look at some ways that really might be pretty helpful for you to create an environment and a space of open-minded for that person. So stay tuned after this break. We're going to come back and dive into that. Be right back after this short message.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way, every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee-skippy to that, baby.
We are courageously expanding love on my new show, The Elizabeth Cunningham Show, every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join me and my guests where we talk about relationships, sex, love, and the ways we wish we could be but never thought were possible. Visit ElizabethAnnCunningham.com and subscribe.
Do you want to come back to yourself? To come back to your own power? To come back to your dreams? Dr. Tassel Shanebrook will help you utilize transformational mindset and energy techniques to superpower your conscious and subconscious mind so you can be your own hero. Enjoy the relationship of your dreams, your best feeling body, financial abundance, free time, and ease. You are the one you have been seeking. Visit drtassel.com to find out more.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let the journey begin.
Welcome back, you guys. I'm your host, Beth Wolf, with Life in Full Expression. And today we're looking at the secrets of world-class listeners. This is part two, because this is such a cool thing to learn. And this segment, we're really looking at creating an environment to help someone else change his or her mind. And because ultimately, we can't change someone's mind at all. The answer is always going to be no to that. So you don't have the power to do that. I don't have the power to do that, but we can get the person basically to change their own mind, or at least move toward being more open-minded about the topic at hand. And so what's some of the how-tos on how to do this? Let me share some ideas with you that you could use with that. So first, as discussed in previous lessons that we've gone through so far, is listen with empathy to the speaker's whole communication. As Stephen Covey says, that you must employ all three parts of the ancient Greek thinking in these situations. And you can go back and listen to the first part one on this and learn a little bit more about the ethos, the pathos, and the logos in that order. You have to first show that you are someone of high character who has the other person's, you know, best interest at heart. That's the ethos. And you have to truly listen and to empathize with the speaker's full communication. That's the pathos. And before you can earn the right to bring up the logical points, you would like to make concerning your side of the issue, which is the logos. So it really comes back to seek first to understand and only then to be understood. So that, in a nutshell, if you take anything out of both of these episodes, it's that you go in that order, that you're listening to someone's heart, their ethos, then the full communication, the pathos, and then it's your turn to put into the logos. Now, the second is try not to lock in on your own viewpoint too early. Oh my gosh, this is such a great skill set for me. Is, you know, sure, when the subject you're discussing first came up, your immediate reaction might have been to go straight to where you would disagree with what that other person's saying, and you would lock in on those areas of disagreement. Well, I'm presenting to you that you stay open, understanding the other person. Refrain from prejudging. You may just change your mind about the issue. At least be open to the possibility of agreeing with some part of the other person's position. And whatever you find that such parts, it's really about a great book written by an amazing gentleman years and years ago, Mr. Dale Carnegie, and he wrote the book on How to Win Friends and Influence People. It's really about praise those parts. Like, oh, that's a good point. If you think it's a good point, then share that it's a good point. Or another phrase might be that I completely understand where you're coming from. Again, you're looking for that empathy and that feeling. And this is really going to demonstrate that when you bring up points with which you still disagree, you aren't dismissing everything the person says out of hand. So in a nutshell, just kind of reflecting here, avoid the arguing, the criticizing the other person, or getting emotional. Seek first to understand, then be understood. And once you understand, then you can share your points and position. Ask if you can present your points. Ask clarifying questions. You know, that's just, again, showing great reverence. I'm going to give you a little bit on how to unhijack the brain. Listening when emotions are super high. Have you ever been in a conversation like that? Well, the author from Lessons Learned from the Path Less Traveled, Zero Dean, said that not everyone with a problem needs you to solve it. Sometimes all a person needs is to feel like they've been heard. Listening without judging can be more effective than injecting your opinions or trying to solve a problem that doesn't have an easy answer. So I want to go back to the original part of episode one. The keep in mind how to help a person is really to remember the four goals of listening. Are you there to understand them? Are you there to enjoy them? Are you there to learn something, or are you there to give help or solace? Keep those goals in mind. And if you're there to help for the goal of listening and give solace, that's really about helping someone hijack their brain when it was a highly emotional state. So really, in a nutshell, you'd think so. When, you know, you'd think you'd want to give help and solace with that person to understand them. But really, by choosing this goal, they end up focusing on reasons and saying things to upset a person. You know, you don't want to say the statement, and here's the why question. Why are you getting so upset? I don't know why you don't just do blank, blank, blank. None of this is helpful to the person who's freaking out at all. So in a nutshell, the key to this situation is put yourself really kind of in listening mode, both the verbal and the nonverbal. And you'll see that will be super helpful. It will help them be calm. You're going to be calm. And it really allows the situation to come at a greater solution. So in a nutshell, the most important thing, you need to adopt an attitude of service in these situations. It's all about being helpful to the person you're talking to. So remember those four goals of world-class listeners, the secret to that. I have so much more I could share with you about listening skills, but I've given you some nuggets. There's amazing authors out there that I've also given in this episode, so you could check out some of those books that could serve you. And again, there's so much in this. Maybe next episode, next Monday, I'll even bring more. But until then, I thank you for tuning in to Life in Full Expression. I am your host, Beth Wolf, and I just want you to remember that powerful questions bring powerful answers, and allow yourself to awaken to your greatness and express your soul essence in and for the world to explore, elevate, and expand in love. Until next time, join me for another dimension of Life in Full Expression next Monday at 12 o'clock Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Have a great week, you guys. I'll see you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.